What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Monday Minutes here on the Gravity Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chris. Thank you for choosing to tune in today. Hey, folks, in 5 minutes or less, I'm aiming to bring you value in your life, giving you actionable steps to improve your health and hopefully your happiness. With that, let's get into this episode of Monday Minutes. Good Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a remarkable weekend. In 5 minutes or less, aim to bring you content that's going to help you have a healthier and hopefully happier life. This week, I wanted to talk about hydration. And I, by no means, am an expert or medical official or anything else like that, folks. This is just something that I've changed in my life over the last 5 years or so, and I've seen an impact on my life. Making sure that I'm properly hydrating my body. I'm actually looking at an article right now on Harvard's website titled The Importance of Hydration, and it spotlights the reason why we need proper hydration in our bodies. Our bodies were made to run on water, just like our cars were made to run on a fuel, whether that be diesel or gasoline. Our bodies were made to run on water. It helps regulate so many things, from our body temperatures to our joints being lubricated. Think about how important that is, especially as we progress in age. Preventing infections, folks. Preventing infections, good hydration prevents that. It also helps us have better sleep, better cognition, thinking, and our moods. Think about the last time you were in a mood. Think of the last time you weren't emotionally intelligent and you lost it on someone that you care about. I'm not saying that hydration was the only factor, but it is one of the factors that impacts our moods. Experts say that the average woman should drink 11 8-ounce servings of water every day, and that the average man should drink 16 8-ounce servings. So that's between 88 and 128 ounces of water every single day, folks, is what we should be consuming, just as a starting point. Now, if we're mixing in a good exercise routine, we're going to be expelling more water. We're going to need to take more water in. It's critical that we look at this. I actually had a friend probably about 3 years ago now. We were teaching a leadership course, and we wanted to challenge the students to a wellness challenge. And one of the pieces of the wellness challenge that my buddy, Matt Porter, suggested was, he said, hey, let's challenge them to drink 8 ounces of water first thing in the morning before they have any coffee. And I'm like, the class is 5 days long. Like, we're not really going to get people just to start drinking water. He goes, well, let's try. I said, okay. And of course, since I was instructing the class along with him, I was going to make sure that I did what we were challenging the class to do as well. And I haven't stopped drinking water. I don't think I've missed a day over the last 3 years. I don't think about it anymore. When I get into the kitchen first thing in the morning, before I do anything else, I fill up 8 ounces of water. I also throw in a vegetable green powder mix that gives me an extra dose of vitamins and minerals. That's something I choose to do to add on top of it. But I don't even think about it anymore. And when we teach that leadership class, that's probably the number one thing that people do, because it's so easy. Man, you need to work out for 20 to 30 minutes. Okay, that takes a little bit more time. I have very few excuses of why I can't drink 16 ounces of water first thing in the morning. Very few excuses. Oh, it's too much. No, it's not. Like, if it is too much at first, okay, take your time, give yourself 5 minutes, and don't do anything else until you sip that down. I'm telling you, your body will get used to putting that water in you. My wife and I just recorded a Marriage Monday edition that's actually going to be coming out next week. And in that edition, she shared how she has started carrying a big water bottle with her. She didn't do this before. She had a number of health issues, from headaches to other things going on, and she wasn't properly hydrating her body. And now she carries this big mug so that she knows how many of these she needs to drink every day to stay properly hydrated. I don't know how you're going to implement this into your life. I would suggest starting with 16 ounces of water, carrying some kind of big jug so you can monitor how much you put into your body every single day. Folks, take care of each other. God bless.